Hi, it's Kathy Conamurio from Crafty Chica here with a new installment of Chica's in the Moment podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And today, our guest is indie fashion designer Angela Johnson. She lives here in Arizona, and she is known all over the world for these beautiful ball gowns that she makes out of t-shirts. But you know what? She decided to elevate her vision and do something bigger and create a place for Arizona designers to manufacture and launch their own clothing labels. And I had the opportunity to visit her three-story building today in downtown Tempe. It's called Fabric, and it is sponsored by the city of Tempe. And it is just such a cool space where you can go in with your designs, source the fabric that you want to use, make the patterns, use all the different fancy sewing machines, the fabric cutters. And it's just really intense. There's even a photo studio, a design studio, a recording studio, all kinds of things there. So I'm just going to let Angela dive right in and tell us all about it. And we're also going to talk about her perspective on fashion, the way that we buy it and wear it, and the sustainability of it. Okay, let's get rolling. So tell me about Fabric.
So the Fashion and Business Resource Innovation Center is a building that we just acquired with the City of Tempe. We have Label Hoard, Arizona Fashion Source, and Arizona Apparel Foundation that have all partnered to basically provide a place where fashion designers can come and learn, design, work out of, manufacture, and have events. It's basically everything that you would need under one roof. It's an entire industry.
And what inspired you to do this? How did it get started?
It was because of a need. So I'm a designer, and I had a clothing line in LA that was manufactured. And when I moved to Arizona, I had to close it down because there was no manufacturing here. And instead, I started making one of a kinds and make t-shirts out of, ball gowns out of t-shirts because of it. But I started to realize there was a need for manufacturing, and there's a lot of designers who are popping up now all over the country that are trying to go direct to consumer and sell online instead of going through the old school chain of selling wholesale to stores. Mm-hmm. And there needs to be a new way of manufacturing and having all those resources available to those people. Because once you grow out of sewing from your home, mm-hmm. what do you do? And if you can't meet right. minimums of 5,000 yards, there's got to be a middle. So that was the inspiration.
Exactly. And I love what you were talking about how we perceive clothing and the perspective that we have on buying clothing and fashion and all of that. Like, what is your ultimate utopian vision for how we perceive fashion and the way we buy clothes?
Well, going along with the whole idea of, you know, having emerging designers that are now creating clothes is that opposite of that. We're traditionally used to being able to go to the mall and buy a $20 shirt that has been mass produced overseas somewhere totally unethically. And that whole idea is shifting to more of the one of a kind, something locally made responsibly and sustainably. And it's really important that it does, because the fashion industry is actually the second most polluting industry on the planet, next to the oil industry. And what goes into making a garment is a lot of oil and a lot of water and a lot of things that pollute the planet, but a lot of human cost as well. The people that are sewing in countries that don't have fair labor laws are sewing for, you know, under a dollar a day, and that's how you can get a shirt for so cheap. And so when you make something locally, you're supporting an entrepreneur that's, you know, a local person, and then you're getting a product that was made responsibly and sustainably in a fair way. So we just have to educate consumers on why they should change their spending habits and not buy something that's going to go out of style in 6 months and fill the landfill, because it takes about 200 years for a garment to disintegrate in the landfill.
Oh my gosh.
And so we need to have more staple pieces that can last longer and that, you know, are made more responsibly. And yes, we have to spend more money on those pieces, but it's worth it.
It's worth it because you're helping a local business, a local artist. You know it's going to be quality made, and it's unique. It's one of a kind.
That's another thing. Not everyone around you is wearing the same thing, and, oh, I also got that at H&M or whatever. It's, uh-huh. you know, something nobody else is going to have.
And what would you say are the main staples, like coming up for, say, springtime? What are the main staples that we should
invest in, and what should we get rid of in our closets? How can we go through and clean out our closets the smart way?
Well, when you clean out your closet, just make sure that the garment has a second life to it. So you could donate to a company that recycles or upcycles the clothing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of designers that take things and turn them into other things, like me. You know, I make ball gowns out of t-shirts. So yeah. That'd be a great way to give it a second life. But at the same time, if you donate to Goodwill, that could get a second life, although there are a lot of pieces that when it doesn't go through anybody in Goodwill, it does go straight to the landfill right. as well. So you got to really be careful. So not buying everything in the first place is one way to yeah. do that. But if you're going to start out with just some staple pieces, then you definitely want things that you can layer. So you choose, you know, a couple of jackets, you mm-hmm. know, blazers and things like that, a couple of skirts, a couple of pants, and a couple of tops, and make different wardrobes out of each of those. So as long as they're, you know, basic colors like black and, you know, things that you know can go with everything. And then you just throw in a couple. It doesn't mean you can't buy that $20 H&M shirt, because mm-hmm. there could be a few pieces like that that spice up the outfit, you yeah. know, obviously, but you just don't want your whole wardrobe to be consisting of those disposable pieces, because fashion shouldn't be disposable. It takes a lot of skill to make a garment. You'd be mm-hmm. really surprised.
I saw Clinton Kelly the other night at Changing Hands, and he said, fashion is the buffet and style is what you put on your plate.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that cute? Isn't that a cute way to look at it?
I love that.
And I really believe that you can find a way for your personality to shine without going through all of the fast food fashion.
For sure.
You have to try a little harder, be more creative, but you can do more with less and... You know.
And throw in some vintage items, because then you are giving
yes.
something a
oh
second life. You know,
yeah.
That's definitely a big one for me. I have my closet is vintage items, and that gives you some style and makes it so you're wearing something not everybody's going to have.
I love that. I mean, usually vintage is like, oh, this is vintage, but it serves such a great purpose because it's being repurposed.
And everything comes back in style, and you could be the one to bring it back.
Yes. And have you heard of that program? What is it? It's like called like 33...
Yeah, I can't remember the exact name, but yeah. definitely it helps minimize your wardrobe. A lot of
where
people are doing that.
Where you just pick like 30 items
yep.
and you wear those for, I forgot, it's like 3, 3, and 3.
Yep.
And so it forces you almost like being on a diet
yeah.
or eating healthy, right? It's like applying it to your fashion as well, like to be conscious of everything.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. And so if people want to learn more about Fabric or Label Hoard or Arizona Apparel Association, where can they go to?
So right now we have labelhoard.com, arizonafashionsource.com, and arizonaapparelfoundation.org. We're in the process of creating one landing page, which will be ready pretty soon. And I think that's going to be fabrictempe.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Angela.
Thank you.
And there you have it. Thank you so much to Angela Johnson for that wonderful interview. And by the way, that one project I was talking about, it's Project 333, and it's where you challenge yourself to wear only 33 items, including jewelry, chonies, all of that, shoes, socks, everything, for 3 months. And the website is bemorewithless.com. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to visit craftychica.com for all kinds of articles, and I will be back soon with another podcast. Thanks, guys. Have a great week.